Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we've come to that time in the program where it's time to head over to the Food Director's Department, and the August issue of Mind Food promises to be even more special with a Foodtastic edition dedicated to celebrating winter. Michelle McHugh, Mind Food's Food Director, joins me on the line now. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well. So, tell you what, the Foodtastic edition, what's that all about?
Oh, look, we've decided to pop a special issue on the shelves this year, mm-hmm. and we're really doing it. It's all about winter. We're celebrating the wonders of the, you know, delicious tastes of winter. We've got a few new ideas. Our food section is a lot bigger. It's sort of influenced within the whole magazine. We've taken the idea of food and we've looked at breakfast. We've re-looked at the roast chicken. Everyone loves the roast chicken, so we've come up with some fantastic new ways to present the humble roast chicken.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. What else have we done? We've looked at all our favourite sort of what winter means to us. We've worked out a menu that really celebrates winter and the cold season. So we've had a fantastic time with this issue. So, and then basically we've come up with another idea.
Yeah.
You know, when you're at home or you're running short on time, you pop a whole lot of veggies in the roasting pan and pop it into the oven, yeah. roast them, and then blend them up, and you've got a beautiful soup. So we've really worked hard on creating some nice roast soups. And one of my favourite recipes in this, or the favourite sections, is we've taken coffee and we've made some beautiful recipes using coffee.
Oh, yum. I tell you what, why do you think people enjoy food more in the cooler season?
Oh, well, I think your body just wants to keep warm. And,
yeah.
You know, we're fighting the flus and it's dark outside early. So I think we just want to make the house as cozy as possible and get those smells and just really enjoy food. And we've probably got a little bit more time. We're not running off to the beach and doing those outdoor activities. So we're making the most of the home over the winter.
Now, the last time I was at your house, Michael said, oh, would you like an espresso? But we couldn't find one because you'd cut one open and you're using it in a recipe.
Well, we're always doing those sorts of things. Yes, but there's plenty of Nespresso in the house at the moment. Thanks to Nespresso. But, we've come up with some great ideas this year for this issue. We've called it Dark Delights because not everyone, loves the idea of a coffee cake. But these ones, I just love coffee cake. I just love coffee anytime. It's my favourite thing.
Mm.
But we've gone from a little bit pretty simple. We've taken a coffee crepe cake, and we've just used store-bought crepes. And then we've layered that up with a nice mascarpone cream, coffee cream. And we've used the coffee to make a praline and crumble that on top. We've made a beautiful bundt cake with stout and coffee, and we've served that up with beautiful roasted pears. And we've even done a salted butterscotch marshmallow and mocha slice. How good does that sound?
That sounds beautiful. What are some of the in-season ingredients we should be looking out for at the moment?
Well, I think with winter it's a lot more root vegetables, so we've really celebrated the humble pumpkin. We've used that. The sweet potato, we've baked those. Brussels sprouts, we've just taken them and made them look extremely beautiful, and if they appeal to the eye, they're certainly going to taste good, I reckon.
You know what I'm going to do right now?
No,
I'm going out to make myself an espresso coffee in the commercial break.
Well, good on you. And if you've got time, pop a chicken in the oven. Look, we've got in the issue, I tell you, there's a beautiful five-spice crispy roast chicken.
Oh, with, yum.
Roasted sweet potatoes. There is so many beautiful recipes. We're so proud of this issue. We just absolutely love it.
All right, Michelle. Well, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. And, of course, for more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.